Representative Chip Roy vows not to support GOPs who support military draft for women. By Christina Wong on October 7, 2021. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, on Wednesday pledged in a letter to Republican colleagues that he would not support any of them for higher office if they vote for the final defense bill or any other bill that results in a military draft for women or red flag laws risking a service member's Second Amendment rights. In the letter dated October 6, Roy wrote, "With as much respect as I can possibly muster, given the absurdity of the subject matter, I must share with all my Republican colleagues in the Senate and the House that I cannot in good conscience vote for any member of either body for any office, whether it be president, speaker, leader, or otherwise, if that individual votes for the final NDA, or any other legislation that results in final passage of a red flags laws risking the Second Amendment rights of our military service members, and or b a provision to force my daughter to register for selective service and ultimately risk her conscription by the federal government. This is, unfortunately, a non-negotiable deal-breaker for me." The House passed the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act on September 24, which authorized a 2022 Pentagon budget of $768 billion as well as the department's activities. The bill, which 135 Republicans voted for, included a provision that would extend the military draft to women and another that would allow for the confiscation of service members' firearms and prohibiting them from purchasing a firearm commercially. He also slammed other provisions in the bill in his letter. As you know, the recently passed NDA not only failed to hold to account the Department of Defense brass who were complicit in the Afghanistan failures, but includes a number of incredibly troubling provisions involving, among other things, woke policies about race and sexual orientation, Green New Deal policies, and taxpayer subsidies for abortion pills like Plan B. These provisions are endemic of the rotten culture of the swamp, a reality made worse by the fact that it is always used as a Christmas tree for terrible policies to which Republicans dutifully surrender under the guise of pay raises for troops or we must do this for the military. But Roy singled out the provisions on drafting women in the military and gun confiscation as absolutely indefensible and horrific. The provision on a military draft for women was authored by Representative Chrissy Houlihan, DPA, according to the New York Post. In his letter, he addressed at length eight different arguments put forth by fellow Republicans to not oppose extending the draft to women, as well as his opposition to the gun confiscation provision. Rep. Roy to Speaker Ultimatum Final October 6, 2021 by Christina Wong on Scribd. He acknowledged that a number of his colleagues were angry at him for publicizing these provisions in the bill they voted for. However, he has not stopped being vocal about his opposition. Roy said in a recent interview his fellow Republicans are voting for the bill because of power in the defense industrial complex. Nobody in Washington wants to fight these big institutions. But that's what we need to do if we want to actually change this town, he said September 28 on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.